There's no question that a guy that's been around this sport for a long, long time has still got skills. And I tell you what, Denny Brower, you still got skills, dude.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you look at your career, and you and I were kind of talking before we did this interview, maybe 27 or 28 years you've been a pro. And it seems like as I look at everything and read about Denny Brower and know about Denny Brower and you become a very good friend, you're a grinder. You're a guy that goes out there and is able to make the most out of situations and find fish and really take those fish. If there's 15 in an area, you're going to catch them all. And that really has kind of been a tale of Denny Brower and how he wins, it seems to me.
Well, yes and no. Nowadays, everybody's so good out there, Terry, that you've got to catch every fish in an area, or at least try to. These guys, find about every pattern that does exist. So when you find a group of fish and halfway have them to yourself, you better utilize that area and make the best of that tournament.
Well, your methodology, and it's probably different. You know, if I pick up a magazine and multiple magazines in a month, the guys will talk about, well, I caught my limit, and then I went out looking for big fish. But you have a different approach to that.
Yeah, I really do. And I did not have that approach early in my career. Early in my career, I was more concerned about consistency and catching that limit and, you know, angler of the year titles and just getting a paycheck and moving on to the next tournament and trying to build a reputation and survive. But after you get to a certain point, you realize that winning is what it really is about. And that's what I just totally focus on. And I've been doing that for several years now. And gosh, I have some real horrible tournaments once in a while, trying to win, trying to find the bigger fish that allow you to win and trying to establish those patterns. But when I do establish that, boy, the odds of winning really do go up. And so I start the morning trying to fish for big fish, and at the end of the day, I'm still trying to hit that home run. And like I say, I strike out once in a while, but when things go right, it gives you the opportunity to win.
Well, if I was fishing the Elite Series and I noticed maybe Denny Brower was hanging back in like fourth place or fifth place in the last day, I'm going to be nervous because I know it just makes you tougher and you just keep going out there and trying to catch big fish. Is that kind of what happened at Champlain? Tell me a little bit about what you did there.
Well, at Champlain, I had an awful good practice. I actually went down to the Ticonderoga area the first day and got onto a bunch of big fish down there. And then I went north the second practice day and found a lot of fish up there. And kind of liked what I found there. I thought it would be a little more untapped. What I had figured out, I thought would hold up a little better. So I spent the third day expanding on it. And during the tournament, was able to, you know, really conserve my fish, not over-tap them. I was able to manage them. My target weight each day was 18 pounds. And when I'd get to 18 pounds, I'd pull off my key areas and, you know, fish secondary areas to try to upgrade. And so I felt very, very confident what I had going would probably be enough to win, but I never had a clue that the last day I could tap 23 pounds out of the area.
Well, you know, that as a big, big weight also got you into the Bush deal, and when you look at that, I mean, that's got to be really nice for you as a, you know, having the sponsorship with Bush and then being able to be in the heavyweight bag deal, too.
Yeah, it really is. The guys from Bush were actually at the Champlain tournament, and you can imagine how excited they were for me to catch that bag. They'd been giving me a hard time some of the earlier days of the tournament. You know, why don't you go ahead and catch 21, 22 pounds and get in the shootout? And I go, boys, I got to save these fish for the last day. And then the last day when it worked out where I caught that bag, you can imagine how excited they were. And, you know, there's still a couple tournaments left, but my odds are pretty good of getting in the shootout now.
Well, no doubt about it. 23 pounds is a great sack of fish with a 5-fish limit, but You got, you know, I think everybody that knows Denny Brower, they think, oh, he's going to have a flipping stick, he's going to be pitching a jig, and it's probably a Strike King jig. What did you fish with at Champlain? I'm leading you to this. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, and I do appreciate that, Terry. But, yeah, it was the jig. You might have been able to catch him on something else. And I did try other things. I actually tried the Strike King, too. But it seemed like the fish wanted a big bait. They were feeding on great big not bluegill, but great big perch that were in a lot of this cover. And you could actually hear them once in a while blow up way back in the weeds on some of these perch. And I actually had a couple of them regurgitated into the live well system, so I knew that I needed a long bait and a big bulky bait. And I came across we've got a colored jig, not a regular black and blue, but a black blue flake. and we've got a matching trailer in the 3X chunk, and I started to fish that, and it really was like a light bulb come on. The fish really preferred that color even over traditional black and blue, and it was the Striking Premier Pro model. The majority of the fish last couple days come on a new three-quarter ounce that we got out where I could penetrate the weeds a little better, and I was using the regular size 3X Denny Brower chunk behind it, made for a big profile bait, and just fishing it real slow, even dead sticking it at times, fishing it on 60-pound Mustad braided line and with the Daiwa flipping rod, and just wrestling them big old bass out of the reeds.
Well, you know, I guess I have to go down a path with you a little bit since you've mentioned this. You know, a lot of people think when you're fishing that shallow water, maybe you wouldn't use a heavier jig. And I know a lot of the great flippers like yourself, you'll use a half ounce a lot of times. But then what made you decide to go to that three-quarter ounce jig?
Well, earlier in the week, I was fishing the edge of the cover, as were any competitors that came through the area. They'd fish the edge. And I'd get the easy fish off the edge of the cover early in the morning. And a lot of these mornings, I'd have my fish in 15, 20 minutes, and I'd be able to actually leave the area. I knew that nobody was penetrating back into the cover and that there were bigger fish back in that cover, and I'd take a couple of them each day. But when it got down the last day where I knew I was going to have to penetrate way back in there and get the jig to drop down to the heavier reeds, that three-quarter ounce is ideally suited for that.
Well, the old pro, you know, you remember him back in the old days. They talked about the old pro. Well, the old pro was able to figure it out and be able to manage your fish was critical, it seems like, in this tournament.
It really was, but in hindsight, Terry, after it was all said and done, I think I could have went back and probably caught a 20-pound bag a couple more days out of the area, because the last day I called probably a five-fish limit that weighed 18 pounds. So there were a lot of good fish there, more than what I realized. And it's just a credit to the fishery. Champlain's has got a great largemouth bass fishery, and it's got a great smallmouth bass fishery, and it fishes big, and you have opportunities to get in areas like that and, you know, just have those dream-type fishing days.
Well, let's look at the future a little bit. You've got one more major, and then you've got two more tournaments under you, but you're, I think, ninth right now in the standings for Angler of the Year, and you're not going to have to be a broadcaster, it doesn't look like, for the next Bassmaster Classic.
Well, you never know in tournament fishing what can happen from tournament to tournament. You never know when a breakdown will happen or somebody else finds the same group of fish. There's so many variables that exist. But no, I feel real good about it. The two tournaments that are left that count for the Classic are the Potomac River and Table Rock Lake. The Potomac I expect to be a real good tournament. Table Rock Lake, September is just an extremely hard month in the Ozarks, so that's going to deal some guys some problems without a doubt. So I'm hoping to catch them real good at the Potomac so I don't have to worry about Table Rock.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think you're a great pro fisherman, but I know the real reason you won at Champlain was I called you right before the event.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Lucky, and I expect a phone call right before the Potomac River event.
Well, you know, I remember not too long ago, I called you before another event, and you won it too. So maybe we got something. Well, maybe we get something going on here.
You will be getting a credit telephone card for Christmas.
I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk about Denny. The final thing is you know, your experience as a broadcaster. You know, you've had to do that on a couple of occasions at the Classic, and I know you really enjoy that. One of the things as a guy that's been around this sport for a while, I really enjoy the insights you bring and what goes through a guy's mind in that tournament. Is that something you really enjoy doing?
It's second best job, Terry. Obviously, as a competitor, you'd rather be out there competing, but when you have a bad year and you don't qualify, that's not a bad gig. You're still at the event. You really don't have that adrenaline like you're out on the water, but you feel that you're part of the mix. And yeah, you have the experience, I think, to bring something to the table. So it's rewarding in a different type of way.
Well, I wish you the best of luck at the Potomac. I'll be calling you a day or two before to make sure we get that call in. And thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
I appreciate it, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.